Next patient is William Duncan. The last name is D-U-N-C-A-N. Clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is seen in this office because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. A3. Period. He has a long-standing history of diabetes that has been very aggressive. He has hypertension, hyperuricemia, and aging process on top of the diabetes mellitus. He developed a significant proteinuria, more than 2.5 grams in 24 hours, and we started to treat him aggressively with the administration of Ozempic, glimepiride, Farxiga along with Kerendia. We sacrificed some of the kidney function in the laboratory workup that was done October 31st, the serum creatinine went up to 2.1, the estimated GFR down to 32, the glucose fasting 136, and the serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. The albumin creatinine ratio is 686, and the protein creatinine ratio is 1,163. In other words, the patient has responded to the administration of the SGLT2 and finerenone. And with the hemoglobin A1C of 6.8, the patient is holding the kidney function in a CKD3B. Hopefully we will be able to continue to improve the general condition. There is a variation in the body weight of 18 pounds from 203 pounds to 221. The main problem is that he eats at night. Number two is diabetes mellitus is 6.8%. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, a status post coronary artery bypass. There is no evidence of exacerbation of the disease. Following number, the patient has a Barrett's esophagus that is treated with the administration of PPIs. We attempted to use H2 inhibitors, but the patient don't tolerate them. Following number, the patient has a persistent low back pain. He has been evaluated by back specialists, and several different opinions have been given. Our suggestion was for this patient to go to a big center, the University of Florida, of the Mayo Clinic. The wife is going to look into it. If he is going to need a referral, we'll be more than happy to help Mr. Duncan to get there. Following number, the patient has a remote history of kidney stones. Following number, BPH. That is asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has a BMI that is uh, 34.6. It will be ideal for him to lose weight, to improve the back and improve the general condition all over. we are not going to make any changes at the present time. We're going to continue with the same approach, and we're going to reevaluate him in 3 months with the laboratory workup. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.